We begin Perek Kav Gimel in Sefer HaTanya. Ve'im kol anal yuvan vivo'ar etev v'tosefet bi'ur. With all that we explained before, we will be able to understand מה שאמרו בזוהר, אורייתא וקודשא בריך הוא כל אחד. But the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. And this Perek is going to explain what that means. The Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. ובתיקונים פירשו. And we're going to learn a statement from the תיקוני הזוהר. עמוד רש י' ד' פירשו. In תיקוני הזוהר it is explained. רמח פיקודין אינון רמח איברין דמלכה. The 248 מצוות of the Torah, מצוות עשה, are 248 limbs of the king. Now, we have to immediately understand, we're not talking in a literal sense, chas v'shalom, chas v'chalila, there's no evarin, eno guf, eno demut haguf. What does this mean when the Tikkuni Zohar says that the Ramach mitzvot aseh, 248 mitzvot aseh, are Ramach evarim de malka? There are 248 evarim shel malka kadisha shel ashchina. Ma hakavana? Omer Rabba Latanya, lefi shehamitzvot hen pnimiyut retzon ha'elyon. The mitzvot rabotai that we have are the pnimiyut retzon ha'elyon. It's the innermost desire of Hashem. Which means like this. Everything in this world is the Ratzon of Hashem. But everything in this world is the Ratzon of Hashem for a purpose. That purpose is the inner Ratzon, right? When a person builds a house. Now, is his Ratzon that he should have a house? Yes, the house is his Ratzon. He built it with his will, right? That's why he built it. But is his ratzon only that he should have a house? No. The ratzon is what he built the house for the family, right? To have a family, and so on. So the ratzon ha-pnimi is the purpose of the house. Everything is ratzon Hashem. But the ratzon ha-pnimi is the purpose of the bri'ah. The whole entire bri'ah, every piece of wood is the ratzon of Hashem. If it's not for the ratzon of Hashem, it will not be. It won't be kayam. Okay. But now, what's the ratzon ha-pnimi? What's the inner ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the tachlit of everything in this world? And that is ha-mitzvot. Ha-mitzvot hem pnimiyut ratzon ha-elyon ve-hevtso ha-amiti ha-melubash bechol ha-olamot ha-elyonim ve-tachtonim le-ahayotam. That ratzon ha-elyon that is dressed in all the olamot ha-elyonim, which means everything is infused with the Ratzon of Hashem, to give it life energy, lehachayotam. The Ratzon ha-pnimi is the mitzvot. Ki kol chiyutam v'shifam talui b'maaseh ha-mitzvot shel ha-tachtonim, kanoda. Because all the life and energy that anything in this world and all the olamot ha-elyonim has from Hashem is all dependent on the maaseh ha-mitzvot. So in other words, it's because of the Maaseh HaMitzvot that there is any energy coming from Hashem for anything in this world. So what is it that gives energy to any kiyum, to anything that exists in this world? It is the Maaseh HaMitzvot. V'nimtza she-Maaseh HaMitzvot v'kiyumam hu levush ha-pnimi le-pnimiyut ratzon ha-elyon. It's the innermost garment of the Ratzon Ha'elyon, of the desire of Hashem, of the will of Hashem. Shemi ma'aseh zeh, from the ma'aseh of the mitzvah, nimshach or v'chiyut Ratzon Ha'elyon li'itlabesh be'olamot. Everything receives its life energy in this world. V'lachen nikra'im evare de malka derech mashal. That's the mashal of what the Tikkuni HaZohar means when it says that the mitzvot are evarim de malka. Limbs of the Melech. What does that mean? Kemo she'evare guf ha'adam, just like the evarim, the limbs of a person, right? Our hands, our legs. Hem levush lenafsho. They are the levush to our nefesh. Our nefesh is mitlabesh in our guf, in the evare ha'guf. ובטלים לגמרי אליה מכל וכל. The איברים are בטל כלפי the נפש. Absolutely. And he explains, כי מיד שעולה ברצונו של אדם לפשוט ידו או רגלו, immediately when a person in his nefesh, he desires to stretch out his hand or to stretch out his leg, הן נשמעות לרצונו, תקף ומיד, בלי שום ציווי ואמירה להם, ובלי שום שהייה כלל. Immediately, it's instinctive, right? Immediately, there is a desire to stretch. All of a sudden, the evel, without, you don't have to, okay, I want to stretch. Please, can you, hand, can you stretch? No, that's not how it goes, right? Immediately, without beli shehiya, even without any pause, without delay, it moves. Ela kerega mamash kesheala birtzono. The same second that it entered the ratzon of the person, the evarim comply with the ratzon. Kach derech mashal. That's a mashal for us. Hachiyut shel maaseh ha-mitzvot ve-kiyumam. The life energy that is supplied by the maaseh ha-mitzvot and their fulfillment, two things. Okay? The objects of the mitzvah and the kiyum of the mitzvah, hu batel legamre legabe ratzon ha-elyon ha-melubash bo. It's totally batel to the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is melubash in the mitzvah. Ve'na'asa lo mamash keguf la-neshama. The maaseh ha-mitzvah is like a guf to the neshama. What is the neshama? The ratzon ha-elyon. So the guf becomes batel to that. So the light, the life energy that comes from the mitzvot is batel to the ratzon ha-elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means that the mitzvot are evarim de malka. Just like the evarim of a person are batel to his nefesh, to his ratzon, lehavdil elef alfei avdalot, so too the mitzvot and the maaseh ha-mitzvot is the life energy which comes from Hashem, which is batel umvutal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all in accordance with His ratzon. The ratzon apnimi, the real ratzon, the real desire of Hashem in this world is as it is expressed in the maaseh ha-mitzvot. וכן הלבוש החיצון של נפש האלוקי שבאדם המקיים ועושה המצווה, the same thing, the outer garment of the nefesh ha-elokit of the person who is fulfilling the mitzvah and doing it, shehu koach ubchinat ha-maaseh shela. If you remember, we have three elements. There is the maaseh, the dibur, and the machshava. Nefesh, ruach, and neshama. So he says, the levush achitzon, that's the koach ha-maaseh. Koach ha-maaseh is the outer garment of the nefesh of a person. המקיים ועושה המצווה, שהוא כוח ובחינת המעשה שלה, הוא מתלבש בחיות של מעשה המצווה. Becomes one. It is מתלבש, it becomes in the inside of the חיות of the מעשה of the מצווה, of the deed of the מצווה itself. ונעשה גם כן כגוף לנשמה לרצון העליון. So in other words, the כוח המעשה of the person also becomes batel and one with Hashem, with the רצון העליון. You understand? Again, till now what he said was, the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, and the mitzvah itself, is evarin de malka, which means it's the ratzon ha-pnimi of Hashem, and the ratzon ha-pnimi of Hashem is batel klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is one with Hashem. But it's not just the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. The person who is doing the mitzvah, his koach ha-ma'aseh, his levush of ma'aseh, also is mitbatel, because it's what's making him, what's enabling him to do the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, that also becomes mitlabesh with the or elyon of the ratzon ha-pnimi of Hashem. Ve'al ken, therefore, gam evare guf ha-adam ha-mekaymim ha-mitzvah. Not only that, not only the nefesh, which is koach ha-ma'aseh, but even the evarim themselves, our hands which are doing the mitzvah, or the legs that are doing whatever it may be. Evare guf ha-adam ha-mekaymim ha-mitzvah, shekoach u-bchinat ha-ma'aseh shel nefesh ha-elokit, melubash bahem b'shaat ma'aseh v'kiyum ha-mitzvah. Hare, the energy of the Nefesh HaElokit is dressed in those Evarim that are doing the mitzvah at the time, Hem na'asu merkava mamash liratzon ha'elyon. They become a chariot that upholds the ratzon ha'elyon. Kegon, for example, hayad ha'mechaleket tzedakah le'aniim. A poor man comes and we give with our hands, we give him tzedakah. That yad, that hand, you know what happened to that hand just now that did the mitzvah of tzedakah? It became a merkava to the ratzon ha'elyon. It upholds the ratzon ha'elyon of Hashem. Or oseh mitzvah acheret, or any other mitzvah. Veraglayim ha'mehalechot nidvar mitzvah. Or the legs that go to bet knesset, that go to bet midrash, or that are going to any kind of mitzvah. Vechen ha'peh ve'lashon shemedabrim divrei Torah. The mouth and the tongue that are speaking divrei Torah. Ve'hamoach. Shemeharher bedivrei Torah v'yirat shamayim u'bigdulat Hashem baruch hu, become what? At the time when they are doing a mitzvah, they are a merkava, they are upholding the ratzon ha'elyon that is mitlabesh in them, that becomes inside the evarim, inside the koach ha'maaseh, one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zehu shamu abotenu. That's what Chazal say. Ha'avot hen ha'merkava. The Avot HaKadoshim, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they are the merkava of the Shekhinah. Shekol evarehem, kulam, hayu kedoshim u'muvdalim me'inyane olam hazeh. See, he just told us that we have the opportunity to be merkava. When, at the time when we're doing a mitzvah, the particular part of the body that is doing the mitzvah is right now becoming a merkava l'shechina elyona. The difference is that by the Avot HaKadoshim, it was in a way that is much more mushlam, much more perfect. That's why he says, the Avot HaKadoshim, kol evarehem, all their evarim, at all times, kulam, hayu kedoshim u'muvdalim, were holy and were separate from any kind of inyane olam hazeh, ve'lo na'asu merkava, rak leratzon ha'elyon levado. They were a merkava only for the ratzon ha'elyon. See, by regular person, you can say, even when he's doing the mitzvah, but it could be that he's also doing it for other reasons as well. Now, we're not putting down the one who does the mitzvah, even in such a way, his hand is still being infused with the koach achiyut of the mitzvah itself. Absolutely. Aval, he's not only a merkava to the Shekhinah, he's also trying to do other things. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, lo na'asu merkava, rak. It's like elarak. Leratzon ha'elyon levado. Kol yemehem. All the days of their lives. So two differences. All their evarim and kol yemehem. At kan, till this point in this perek, the Baal HaTanya is talking about the mitzvot. The ma'aseh ha-mitzvot. The ma'aseh ha-mitzvot, what did he call them? What did the Tikkuni Zohar say? Ramach evarim de malka. They are the Ratzon HaPnimi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Batel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But there is something that's even higher. The mitzvot, achen, are a merkava. They uphold, they express the Ratzon HaElyon in this world. Hem mevat'im, right? They give a bitui, they bring out the Ratzon HaPnimi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. There is something that's higher than that even. Acha machshava vehahirhu bedivrei Torah shebamoach vekoach hadibur bedivrei Torah shebapeh shehem levushim hapnimim shel nefesh ha'elokit. Remember, what is the outer nefesh? That's the nefesh of koach ha'maaseh. The levushim hapnimim of the nefesh ha'elokit is the koach hadibur and koach ha'machshava. When a person is learning Torah and speaking Torah and thinking in Divrei Torah, he's using his innermost garments of his nefesh, the koach hadibur and koach hamachshava. Ve'kol sheken nefesh ha'elokit atzma ha'melubeshet bahem, and surely the nefesh ha'elokit itself that is melubash in the Divrei Torah, in the mitzvot, kulam meyuchadim mamash. Beichud gamur beratzon ha'elyon velo merkava levad. Here he is saying the difference between mitzvot and Torah. Mitzvot is a merkava to the ratzon ha'elyon. The Torah is Ratzon HaElyon. So when a person is speaking or thinking in Divrei Torah, he's not just a Merkava to the Ratzon HaElyon. He's becoming Meyuchad Mamash. Meyuchad in the Lashon of the Tanya is like Meuchad, like we would to say Meuchadim. So that's how he uses the word Meuchad, not to mistake it to special. He doesn't mean special. He means Meyuchad, Meuchad. It is one Mamash Beyichud Gamur, in a total unification, Beratzon HaElyon, Lo Merkava Levad. Ki Ratzon HaElyon, Hu Hadvar Halacha Atzma, Shemeharher Umedaber Ba. Because the Halacha, the piece of Torah that the person is thinking or speaking of, that is in itself the very Ratzon HaElyon, Rabotai. This, what we're learning here is, first of all, it's touching upon something, if you remember, we learned in Perek He earlier, but he's going to say even a more bigger chidush. Shekol ha-halachot, all the halachot of the Torah, hen prate hamshachot pnimiyut Ratzon HaElyon atzmo. They are all details of drawing down the innermost Ratzon HaElyon of Hashem. Shekach ala birtzono itbarach, shedavar ze mutar, o kasher, o patur, o zakai, o lehefech, right? In Torah, we have basically four classifications, right? You have asur o mutar, you have pasul or kasher, chayav o patur, zakai o chayav, okay? So, anytime a person says a halakha of this sort, what is that halakha? That's something she'ala birtzono itbarach. It's the ratzon ha'elyon that Hashem says, this should be mutar. This should be asur. This is zakai. This is chayav. V'chen kol tzirufe otiyot tanach. All the letters of the Torah, Nevi'im and Ketuvim. All the letters, the way they are written, and all the different kinds of configurations of tzerufim of the otiyot of the Tanakh, hem hamshachat retzono v'chokhmato hameyuchadot be'en sof baruch hu betachlit ha'yichud. These are vessels that contain in them, they draw down in them, the ratzon ha'elyon mamash of en sof baruch hu. Shehu ha'yodea v'hu ha'mada. That's what it means, the Torah, oraita v'kutshabrich u'chadhu. The Torah of Hashem is the ratzon of Hashem mamash. V'zehu she'amu deoraita v'kutshabrich u'kol achad. Lo evarim de malka. Not like the mitzvot are evarim de malka. U'kmo she'izbarnu, like we explained before, what does it mean, evarim de malka? They are a manifestation in this world of the ratzon of Hashem. Of the Ratzon HaPenimi. It's an expression of the Ratzon. So for example, when a person performs the mitzvah of Sukkah, or let's say the Sukkah itself, the Cheftza of the mitzvah, or the Kiyum of the mitzvah, that's an expression of the Ratzon of Hashem. What is the Ratzon of Hashem? Chag HaSukkot Ta'aseh Lecha. Those words, Chag HaSukkot Ta'aseh Lecha, that's the Ratzon of Hashem. The kiyum mitzvah is the bitui, is the merkava to that ratzon of Hashem. So where is there a more intimate meyuchadiyut, or let's call it yichud, oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's when a person is learning Torah, thinking of Torah, saying Torah. Me'achar she'ratzon ha'elyon ha'miyuchad be'en sof Baruch Hu b'tachlit ha'yichud hu b'gilui legamre ve'lo be'ester panim klal u'klal. I wish I had time. We have two more minutes. So, look what he says over here. Being that the Ratzon HaElyon, HaMeyuchad Be'en Sof Baruch Hu B'Tachlit HaYichud, U'Begilui Legamre, when it comes to the words of Torah, the Ratzon of Hashem is Begalui, Ve'lo Be'Ester Panim. When was the last time the Baal HaTanya used the word Ester Panim? In the last Perek. In the Perek before, when he was describing the Tzimtzumim, by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world in a way that should be able to handle the light of Hashem. So he was mitzamtzem, not from his, remember how we explained, not from his perspective. Atau echad kodem shenivra olam, atau echad nachar shenivra olam. There's no shinui in Hashem. Hashem did not become mitzumtzam. There's no shinui in Hashem. It's from the way of us, the mekablim, from our perspective, we need, in order to be able to see, we need for the light to be less and less. Or else it would be so bright, we would become batel, we wouldn't be able to exist, we wouldn't be able to see. What is that called? That's hester panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with hester panim. Simtzumim rabim, 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 to the point where there's even, like we explained last week, klipot and klipot atum'ah and sitra acha, ad kedekach. You know where the Ratzon of Hashem is unfiltered? Begilui mamash belo hester panim. That's the Torah. Now, he's going to answer later on, so how is it that when we learn Torah, we don't explode? We should, you know, pop. How are we able to handle it? He's going to address that soon. But that's what Torah is. The Torah is Ratzon of Hashem, undiluted, unfiltered. Benefesh ha'elakit ulvusheha ha'penimim shehem machshavta v'dibura be'ota sha'a she'adam osek b'Torah. Being that at that time when a person is learning the Torah, he is coming in touch with the Ratzon of Hashem that is without hester panim. Hare gam ha'nefesh ulvusheha elu. So then the nefesh and all the levushim that are learning the Torah meyuchadim mamash be'insof baruch hu be'ota sha'a v'tachlit ha'yichud. So therefore, the mind of a person, when he's learning Torah, he is meyuchad mamash with the Borei Olam. At that moment, betachlit ha'yichud. Keyichud diburo machshavto shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mahuto ve'atzmuto. Just like we described the dibur of Hashem. Remember, two parakim ago, we described that the speech of Hashem is one with Hashem, is not separate from Hashem. Ki en shum davar nifrad, ki im behester panim. Because there is nothing that is nifrad, unless there is hester panim, meaning nothing is really separated from Hashem. It's just that it looks that way. When it comes to the Torah itself, each and every halakha, each and every mishnah that we learn, each and every word of Torah that we learn, we are coming in contact, not just in contact, we are becoming one with the Ratzon of the Borei Yitbarach. Now, we have to stop here. He's going to take this a little bit deeper. כן, בבקשה, בבקשה. אני מקווה שאני אוכל...
לא קרה שהסתר פנים נעשה בגלל שמוכן לקבל אחר זה, יותר מנה אני מבטל. ואני קראתי במקרים מסוימים שהשם מסתיר טענה מבן אדם כעונש.
ברור. אני דווקא הסברתי את זה שבוע שעבר, הזכרתי את מה שאתה אומר. בדרך כלל אנחנו רגילים לשמוע את המילים אסתר פנים, כמו הפסוק, באנוכי אסתר אסתיר פניי מכם על כל הרעה אשר, אז רואים שזה בבחינת עונש, בוודאי. אבל שתדע, זה לא עונש. זה נראה עונש. כשאדם עובר עבירה, מה הוא עשה לעצמו? הוא הוריד את עצמו במדרגה עוד יותר. אז עכשיו, מה קורה? בגלל שהוא ירד במדרגה, אז ההשגחה של הקדוש ברוך הוא צריכה להיות עוד יותר בהסתר פנים, אם לא, הוא לא יוכל. אז זה נקרא בלשוננו עונש, כי באמת זה קורה בגלל שהוא עבר עבירה, אבל זה מציאות. זה מציאות שהיא הכרחית. זה קשור. אוקיי. השם יזכנו להבין את הדברים, לפחות קצת. רבי חננה מן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך הרבה להם תורה מצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.